Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2115, Keeping Life Sweet Without the Sugar, by Dr. David Cameron Smith with lesmills.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Keeping Life Sweet Without the Sugar, by Dr. David Cameron Smith with lesmills.com. Good news. It is possible to satisfy your sweet tooth while cutting the risks associated with too much sugar. We're rapidly becoming more aware of the dangers of what is known as being overfat, and the main culprit is, you guessed it, sugar. When did something nature deliberately put into apples, pears, and bananas become a deadly source of ill health? The answer lies not in the little sucrose molecule itself, but in the sheer quantity of sucrose and the newer, closely related chemical variants that endlessly tickle our taste buds. Humans have an exquisitely complex ability to distinguish sweetness. Our tongues are coated with thousands of taste receptors dedicated to that task, and they can detect subtle variations between a range of closely related chemical compounds. The problem with sugar lies in its abundance and its cheapness. For the food industry, this means sugar is the logical secret ingredient. Without sugar, many foods, from hamburger buns to ketchup, would taste very different. Some foods might even be unpalatable. The mantra of food manufacturers has become, if it doesn't taste good, add sugar. If it's not selling well, add sugar. If you want kids demanding it, add sugar. If you want consumers to crave it, add sugar. As if sugar or sucrose wasn't cheap and abundant enough, by chemically modifying cornstarch, an even sweeter and cheaper form of sugar known as high fructose corn syrup, was created in the 1950s. Thanks to its unique chemistry and extra fructose, this concoction is even sweeter than sucrose. Variations of this fructose-laden chemical can be found in everything from pasta sauce to bread. Evidence of the health damage excessive sucrose can cause, from hormonal disturbances to dental decay, mounts each year. Research also points to the hidden dangers of fructose, which behaves very differently in the body. Its metabolism in the liver appears to trigger oxidative damage that increases the risk of long-term liver damage and possibly cirrhosis. So, cutting sugar from your diet not only eliminates empty calories, but also potentially deadly chemical compounds. There is mounting pressure around the world for governments to introduce sugar taxes or limits on its advertising. But behind the scenes, many food companies are quietly working on ways to trim sugar levels without affecting taste. In the meantime, you'll need to do the detective work yourself and identify where and how you can best eliminate excess sugar from your life. There are a few scientific studies looking at the best way to cut sugar. You can either go cold turkey or you can adopt a gradual elimination plan. When it comes to your morning coffee, quitting sugar outright is the best way to change habits. Beyond that, you'll need different strategies, but you'll be amazed by how many things are just fine without any added sugar. 10 steps to cutting your sugar intake. 1. Watch those drinks. Most people would gag at the thought of swallowing 9 teaspoons of sugar, some artificial flavoring, and a cup and a half of carbonated water, but that's what's in a typical sugar-sweetened fizzy drink. Also, many drinks claiming to contain natural fruits to be preservative-free or rich in vitamins and minerals pack the same sugar punch as major brand sugary drinks. Eradicate all sugary drinks from the fridge and cut out impulse convenience store purchases. 2. Fresh fruit and vegetables are always better. Isn't fruit naturally rich in sugar? Yes, but when you consider the alternatives, there is far less sugar in whole fruit than just about all varieties of candies and sweets, as well as most supposedly healthy muesli snack bars, for example. Fruit is nature's ready-made snack. 3. Go easy on those pasta sauces. Many savory tomato-based sauces, including ketchup, are jam-packed with sugar. It pays to look carefully at the label and find those that are lowest in added sugar. Better still, make your own. Simply mix canned or fresh tomatoes, some fresh herbs, and simmer. 4. Same goes for salad dressings. Enjoying a healthy salad? Adding a splash of dressing? Think again. Supermarket salad dressings can be a hidden source of sugar, so maybe it's time to try your own. A drizzle of balsamic vinegar and extra virgin olive oil is a sensational dressing. Mix in some fresh herbs and try lemon juice or pomegranate vinegar for that extra pizzazz. 5. Cultivate a natural yogurt habit. Stop and take a careful look at your yogurt tub. Most fruit yogurt is sweetened to the max. Cut to natural yogurt. Need a sweet rush? Add fruit to it. 6. Desert the dessert. These are almost always sugar-laden. Spend a few moments looking at the label on your favorite ice cream. Sugar. Lots of sugar. A fresh fruit salad is a nice, natural alternative, but the main thing is moderation, so avoid desserts with every meal. 7. Bitter is better. Chocolate is a sweet indulgence that should remain an occasional one. If you must break into a fresh block, choose dark chocolate. What's not cocoa or cacao is generally sugar, so the darker, the better. And don't forget to share. 8. Say when to pre-mixed alcoholic drinks. Ready-mixed spirits or spritzers often have the same levels of sugar as any other carbonated beverage. Check the sugar content of your favorite tonic, too. 9. Find replacement taste sensations. There is a world of flavor to be enjoyed, so open your palate to the many intense, spicy, bitter, intriguing, and wonderful tastes out there. Plus, adding spice such as turmeric, chili, coriander, cumin, or nutmeg not only adds taste, it can have health benefits too. And 10, remember, keep an eye out for sugar in disguise. There are dozens of different names for sugar listed on food labels. The more common names you'll see are sucrose, high fructose corn syrup, barley malt, coconut sugar, dextrose, maltose, rice syrup, and fruit juice concentrate. Very few foods actually label themselves low in sugar, so you'll have to search for yourself. You just listened to the post titled Keeping Life Sweet Without the Sugar by Dr. David Cameron Smith with lesmills.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As Dr. Cameron Smith mentioned, sugar can be very sneaky. It's because we really can't rely on our taste buds to be able to know when something has a lot of sugar in it. The opposite can also be true. Something that tastes super sweet may actually have less sugar per serving than something that may not taste as sweet. Fruit is the perfect example of this. Let me show you how. How many teaspoons of sugar do you think is in one can of Coca-Cola? So you've got your one standard 12-ounce can. Now, we'll talk about this in teaspoons. So one teaspoon is about the tip of your index finger. So about how many teaspoons of sugar do you think are in that one 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola? Give up? About 9.5. So about 9.5 tips of your index finger. Now, about how many teaspoons of sugar are in one serving of fresh strawberries? You ready? You have a number? About 1.5. Big difference. Let's try another one. Let's start with fresh fruit this time, bananas. Ripe bananas are notoriously sweet. And yes, depending on how ripe they are, the sugar content can be quite high. But high compared to what? How many teaspoons of sugar do you think there are in one serving of a ripe banana? You ready? About 4.5. How about one can of Mountain Dew soda? About 19.5. So yeah, the amount of sugar in our foods can be misleading. Oh, and let's not forget that the fruit also comes with dietary fiber, vitamins, and minerals. The sodas, not so much. All right, and with that, I wish you a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode where I answer your questions and where your optimal life awaits.